Oh, yeah, you know, it was a good game. We had an awful lot of defence in that second half, and, you know, even their try in the corner, he was out. So you defended really well today.
Don't want to get into trouble, but some tough calls went against you today.
What can I say? You know, everyone, that, unfortunately, all our supporters that weren't here probably can't get a feel for it, but all our supporters that were here saw it. One day this team will get a little bit of luck, and when we do get maybe just a touch of luck, you'll see really, really good whole Kingston Rovers.
And the rumour is it one of the Melly tries is well in touch as well. That obviously we couldn't pick up on the radio, but is that right?
Yeah, correct. You know, the video proves it, and from the naked eye, he was out. So, you know, that was a real disappointing decision.
Right back to the beginning of the game, Craig, you started the game really well.
Yeah, I thought that was a good opening from us. You know, both teams played reasonably well. Obviously, a couple of times there we coughed up some cheap ball, which we're disappointed with, and we thought if we could have controlled the ball a little bit better, we would have got away with the win.
You went behind on the scoreboard, but you did not for long, and you reacted really well and got in front in the half time.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we controlled that game there towards the back end of the first half, and fortunately, you know, the second half, a couple of little errors there and presented, you know, Salford with an opportunity to get back in the game.
The second half, were you maybe not as smart as what you should have been?
Yeah, I'll probably grant you that as well. You know, our game management could have been a little bit better.
2 points with about 15 minutes to go, straight in front. It wasn't a gimme. Do you think, looking back now, probably it's an easy decision, but would you have gone for the goal if you were on the field?
Yeah, you're right. You know, we possibly should have taken the two there. You know, and we ended up making an error, didn't we, when we got down there. So, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing. You know, at that stage, we hadn't had one play the ball inside their 20 metres. So, you know, I can understand why our captains went for that.
It's a big performance from your guys. Some of the guys up front made some good yards, and, you know, Costigan, Wehrman went forward really well.
Yeah, I thought they were outstanding, especially Neville Costigan. He was unbelievable today.
And then looking back, you know, the full picture, Travis Burns got an injury at the end. What's the story there? Is it just a bit of concussion, or is it something more sincere?
I'm not sure. He copped a high tackle there, so we're hoping it's just a little bit dazed there, but you haven't had a good chance to talk to him yet.
And obviously, the big week coming up, you'll look at this video today and then prepare for the weekend.
Yeah, it's exactly right. We need to dust ourselves off, and, you know, Salford are a big side and they're a physical side, so there's a few bruised and battered boys in there, so we'll dust ourselves off and train well next week and see what happens.
Anything to worry about?
No, I think all the boys hopefully got through okay.